This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Two fine gentlemen in the technology world, as we say. Sitting on the far end of the couch over there is Barry Kirby from QNexus. Barry, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Welcome, welcome. And then right here, a little bit closer to me on the couch, is Mr. Jay Budzik from Zest AI. Jay, how are you, sir?
Really well. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. You're very welcome. Thanks for taking time out of I'm sure your schedules are, like, super crazy busy, so we appreciate the time.
I'm enjoying the seat that we're in right now.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is nice to sit down.
Okay.
We've had so many meetings so far today.
Yeah. Well, then just hang out for a while, then.
Yes.
It's okay.
All right, guys. Good.
Well, thanks very much, again, for hanging out with us for a few minutes and talking technology. But first of all, I'm asking everybody, what's it like being back in person? So, Jay, I'll let you go first. Your thoughts on back in person.
Well, I just think it's really great to see people's faces. We've been talking to folks over Zoom for so long.
I know.
To be able to be in person with people has just been phenomenal. See the smiles, the real smiles, you know, figure out how tall people actually are.
Yeah. You guys look a lot taller on Zoom. So, as they say,
yes.
I'm just kidding.
So, yeah.
Barry, how about you? I mean, back in person?
Good.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's been interesting trying to figure out just half of the face, if you can identify them.
Yeah.
And then there's that eyebrow raise. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I do know that person.
Yeah.
No, it's been really good. So
that's cool.
Delighted to be out again.
There is as I'm talking to you guys here on the couch, but there's a big technology presence here this year, even more so than a normal GAC but prior to the pandemic GAC. There's always been a kind of a technology presence, but it seems like there's a bigger one this year. What's your take on that, Jay? Because I mean, obviously, you guys are right there in the mix, and Barry, you guys too at QNexus. So
yeah, we're really excited to see so many companies focused on solutions for credit unions. I mean, there's the loan origination systems that are here. You've got the data providers, but then all sorts of other customer experience solutions. People who are working on marketing programs, just helping the credit unions expand their membership and to be more technologically savvy,
yeah.
So they can compete with the big banks.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good. It kind of brings people in because you can't swing a cat these days without talking to some sort of technology,
right.
Especially fintech. So, yeah. Barry, I'll get your take on that
as
well.
Yeah, I was telling somebody this was their first time here, and they'd asked me how long I'd been here. And my first GAC was 2004.
Oh, really?
And back then, it really is just fascinating when you see the expo hall. It was ATM providers and Coinstar machines.
I remember that. Yeah.
Everything was about these physical presences, you know, big brand name companies. And now you've got all these small boutique unique solutions that are very much catered to the credit union space. And it's cool. I think people are excited to see their industry finally being served the way it should have been served.
Yeah, you're right. And we just had the folks from Trellis in here talking about cloud and how that's making a big time comeback. Not that it ever went away, but it just seems like it kind of went under the radar for a while and now it's back, so which is a good thing for credit unions. So let's talk about what you guys are doing. Zest AI has your AI-based credit scoring model within the QNexus platform allows credit unions to help consumers on the lower credit spectrum build healthier credit scores, improving their long-term financial wellness. Wow, really cool stuff, guys.
It's a mouthful.
Barry? Yeah, it is, but it sounds pretty darn good. Barry, you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so there's a couple of pieces of this. So, you know, Zest has a great reputation, and really their mission fits in ideally with what QNexus does. You know, we're trying to bring transparency between the members and the credit union via the QNexus digital storefront. Zest, from a character and just really mission-wise, is trying to help create more of a level playing field for all consumers, not just FICO-based. So the connection made sense right out of the gate. We share a lot of the same clients, so yeah, we're excited. One of the things that a lot of our clients have been asking us is, how do we go to the other third of our member base who may not be the perfect prime member, but they still have products that need to be served to them? And so that's where we engaged with the Zest folks and said, hey, do you guys have options around this? And that kind of segues into what Jay and his team can tell you.
He teed you up, Jay. What's Zest role in this?
Well, it's great because we make custom credit models, credit scores that are really tailored to the particular credit union, and we do it by product too. And so what's great about Barry and team's solution is that you have now a menu of options, products that you could enroll in from the credit union. And instead of having those be based on some other score that's not actually going to be used in the underwriting process, we could really marry the two solutions together so that our score now powers the CU Nexus menu of offers.
Okay.
And so when you log in, you become a member of a credit union and you get that first member experience of seeing what products you're eligible for. Mm-hmm. That eligibility it can now be powered by the Zest scores.
I see. So the significance of obviously adding value to the credit union is a kind of an overarching one, but specifically, what do you see the significance of this, Barry?
So for us, again, we're agnostic to what decision models they use, how they underwrite. I mean, ultimately, our job at QNexus is to serve the membership and the strategic vision of the executive team.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we heard a lot of our credit unions saying is we want to get away from the credit score models that were developed in the late 80s and early 90s,
mm-hmm.
and have something that's more reflective of how our members engage with us as a credit union.
Okay.
When I worked at a credit union, I mean, we would celebrate the guy who didn't pay Bank of America but paid us. That's the member we wanted to lend to.
Right.
But we didn't have a good way of identifying that person to say they're also a great candidate for a credit card, a home equity. Because
mm-hmm.
on the credit file, they look a certain way to everybody, but internally to us, it was a highly valued member.
No doubt.
And so that really kind of gives us that scalability. Ultimately, with Zest, we can kind of start looking at that member and their relationship with the credit union.
Is this the end of the FICO score as we know it?
Oh, I hope so. No, seriously, though, FICO has done a great job of leveling the playing field giving access to credit to people who wouldn't have had it before, because now it's done mathematically and it's done based on algorithms. What we can do is take that to the next level and really allow more people of color, more mm-hmm. single women, mm-hmm. other historically excluded groups into the credit system.
Right.
And this helps credit unions acquire new members that are going to be members for life.
Completely.
Because they can't get that product from anywhere else, because everywhere else is relying on a FICO score. And then with Barry's tool, they can see all of the different products that they're eligible for.
That's
that they
cool.
might not have even thought of before.
Yeah.
So from a credit union service perspective, now we can bring more members in that had been excluded
right.
in the past,
right.
and then show them all the benefits of being a member right away.
Yeah.
So what's the reaction you're getting from credit unions when they see this, Jay? I mean,
that's pretty phenomenal.
I bet.
Yeah. All of the credit unions that I talk to are interested in serving their consumers, serving their members in every way possible, and deepening the relationship mm-hmm. so that maybe it starts with an indirect auto loan. They get an auto loan when they're shopping for a car. Or maybe it starts with a deposit account when their family signs them up.
Mm-hmm.
But their relationship with the credit union can be so much deeper. And credit unions have the best product and customer service out there. And sometimes people just don't know what is available for them.
I'm the same way. I have no clue until I see the choices, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet that's kind of an eye-opening experience for a member.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I mean, one kind of obvious thing that credit union response is, you know, Zest helps them bring in members that they may have not seen if they would have just used a traditional model. Like, they wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
In QNexus land, ultimately, our mission is we need to secure these members for the next 20 years mm-hmm. going forward. We've
got
to build that wallet share. I mean, you know, Dave and I aren't going anytime soon, retiring, so we need to continue to refuel the membership base in this credit union system, keep them engaged with it,
mm-hmm.
so they're out of Lending Club. We don't want them going to SoFi. We want them staying here, because ultimately, I think most credit unions, every one of them will say, we want to serve the best interest of the consumer.
Right, right.
And that's a powerful statement. And so however we can help support them, mm-hmm. we're all in for that.
Yeah. So who do we go to find out more information? Obviously both companies, but is there like one person or two people? We don't go to you, Jay, and go to you, Barry, to like find out more about this? Because this is fascinating stuff.
Either way, really. I mean, because, you know, every single one of our conversations includes a shout out to QNexus.
Or each other.
I'm sure, likewise.
Yeah,
and so, you know, we could start with either of us.
Okay.
Really, it's all about trying to better serve the member, try to get more people into the system that might have been excluded in the past, and then showing them all they can do with their credit
union. Well, because, I mean, we all talk to credit unions all the time, and this is one of the main things they talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Is how do we get more people to qualify for this loan, that time, or what are they eligible for? So,
right.
That's
so
a huge thing.
Yeah, so they're feeding the QNexus engine with members that we need.
Yeah.
And our job at QNexus is to grow the wallet share from being 2.4 accounts the average member today to the 7.4 the average member has total.
Right on. Right on. Wow. All right, guys. What's next? Anything else to wrap up? Anything? What's next on the horizon for you all before I let you out of the room?
We've got some super secret plans.
Oh, really?
No, we're going to be deepening the relationship, looking at different types of products that we could offer together.
Okay.
It's really exciting
because
they have access to these big swaths of information about the membership that then we can use to develop additional services. So
right on.
We're really looking forward to the future there.
Oh, exciting. Exciting. Barry, anything else to add to wrap up?
Foot massage is on my radar in the immediate future. Long term, no, I think you know like the credit health and monitoring is in the future. And then I think more for us, it's really just keeping our eyes and ears open to our clients.
Yeah.
And our clients, honestly, are the ones who said you should chat with these Zest folks. And so it's our job to continue to hear them and make sure that we're figuring out how we can work with these
folks. And look what happens when you talk to those Zest folks.
We're on a comfy couch.
Yes.
Win-win.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Well, we'll work on the foot massage as well.
Thank you.
Those people in there. We're walking miles. It seems like miles around. This place is huge. So,
gosh.
A lot of walking. We need those Segway things.
It's really great to see everyone again, though. It's so many people in the same place. It's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Good stuff for sure. Good vibe I hear upstairs. So, yeah.
Yes.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit on the couch.
Yes.
And too bad it's not on wheels, that you can just kind of take it with you. But we'll have that arranged next time.
Yeah, right? Sounds good, Mike.
All right, guys. Well done. Keep up the good work, all right?
Appreciate it.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.